Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to start off reading Matthew 10:39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. You know, this life as a Christian has many earthly losses to it, but you probably agree that those losses are nothing compared to being with Christ. And I'm smiling right now because I know some of you probably figured out I'm going to read Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Amen. So if we truly are a child of God, we're blessed to have the Holy Spirit within us to give that power to overcome in this life. But you know, it wasn't like that in the Old Testament. And I'll tell you, I take great encouragement from seeing the faith of those who walked before us that didn't have the Holy Spirit like we do. You know, and one person, based off what my theme of my audio is here, is Esther. So I encourage you, go read the book of Esther and see what she went through. But to keep on the topic, I'm going to share what goes on in chapter 4, verse 16. She said, "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." You know, that last part really speaks to me. If I perish, I perish. Because it's just basically so simple, bold, and to the point. And those few words say a lot. And in my unregenerated state, I used to say, "Bring it on." A sister mentioned that the other day. And then I would just jump in and do what I had to do, and I was willing to face the consequences. But how much more can we do today with the power of the Holy Spirit and our faith in Christ? So basically, I want to ask you, are you willing to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and say, "If I perish, I perish"? And of course, I mean that for Christ's sake. Are you willing to die for the sake of Christ? And if you are, let me ask you another question. Are you willing to say the same thing about the earthly losses that you're going to encounter here? Because it's really easy to say, "Oh, I'll die for Christ. My faith is so strong, I will die for him." But I want you to examine yourself and see if you're willing to do that. Because if you can't suffer the loss of these earthly things, there's no way you're going to be able to die for Christ. So I got a list of things here that, you know, go along with, "If I perish, I perish." How about I read some of these and put them in perspective? "If I lose my family, so be it. I lose my family. They can leave and I'll continue on. If my children hate me, then I will love them and keep following Christ, so my children will hate me. If I lose my job, so be it. I lose my job and the Lord will provide another one. If I lose my peaceful life at home and have to go to work in the world, so be it. The Lord can use me there. If my neighbors persecute me, so I'll continue on in the faith while they persecute me. If I throw away all my sinful things and lose the value that they contain," meaning money, "I can live without the money and I'll throw them away for the glory of God. If I lose my freedoms, they can have them. I'm willing to be a slave if I need to be. If I lose my good standing in the eyes of my loved ones and friends, so be it. I'll be a lowly servant of the Lord. If I'm a laughing stock, let them laugh. If I lose my looks by dressing and cover biblically, I'm going to turn to ash someday anyway. If my husband hates the way I look when I dress in my, when I dress in head cover, I got my notes messed up here, sorry, then I will honor the Lord and try to win my husband without a word. If my husband leaves me, the Lord will guide me. If people lie and wrongly accuse me, well, I shall do as my master did and not open my mouth, and they can continue to lie and wrongly accuse me. If I'm alone, so be it. The Lord will be at my side. If they put me in jail, I shall go and be a witness there. If I die for Christ at the hands of those who hate me, then I shall be with the Lord." And I leave you with this. Luke 5:27. "And after these things, he," and we're talking about Jesus here, went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. Now I'm going to read verse 28 that says a whole lot in such a short little sentence. And I want you to ponder this. He's talking about Levi here. And he, Levi, left all, rose up, and followed him. Pretty simple. He left it all, he got up, and he followed Jesus. So let us be really willing to so quickly leave everything that we have to follow our Lord and Savior. Because if you cling to any of that, any of these earthly things, you're not going to see eternal life in heaven, sisters. And I want that for you. So if there's anything that you're clinging to, you need to let go of it. And let me know how I can help you. Have a joyous evening, and may God be praised.